All right, live. Gonna start with a song, and you have time to go get a coffee or whatever you need to get. Coffee, tea, water. Listen to a few songs here.
I will praise you, O Lord, with all of my heart, and I will declare all of your marvelous wonder. All your marvelous wonder. In you, and I will sing praise to your name. to your name, to your name. When my enemies retreat in defeat before me, at your presence they'll fall. For all this time you've been fighting for me, and all of this time, yeah, all of this time, all of this time you've been fighting. All of this time you've been fighting for me. Even when I thought you'd left me, you were fighting for me, interceding for me. Your faithfulness, great is your faithfulness. Time and time again, you have delivered your people from their enemies. Time and time again, you've made the vain look foolish. You have destroyed the wicked. You have erased their names from the pages of history. You've left their glory in ruins. You have erased their cities. No one remembers them. Their glory disappears. Judge the world with righteousness. He will set up the righteous government in all the earth. In all the earth.
Okay. Well, this is something that the Lord put on my mind to talk about, and it's the grace of God. Why is it so important? Why is it so hard to understand? I have stumbled over this so many times, but Troy Black, he had a video the other night, and he explained it so well, I had to take notes. So I'm just going to read from these notes. I got lots of notes right here. I don't know if I'll be able to go through all of it, but I'm just going to read some of this. Just take for it whatever you want. But, you know, the grace of God, in my mind, the way I'm understanding it now is, you know, without the grace of God, we're completely separated from God. And when Jesus died on the cross, God sacrificed his son so that we don't have to be separated from him anymore. And we can have that relationship. But under the grace of God, it's just so important that we understand this. I'm having a hard time describing it, but I'm just going to go with this right here. So, what Jesus did was enough. His grace is enough. And that's essentially the message right there, that, you know, when we put our will in front of what God's doing, you know, all that protection, all that power, it kind of goes away. It's stripped from us because we're doing our own will. So what's important is that we stay underneath His grace. His grace is enough. It's sufficient for everything. We don't have to do anything. Essentially, we can't do anything. Outside of His will, we're completely lost. So grace is so very important. What Jesus did, it's such a beautiful thing, but it's so hard for somebody, like somebody who's not saved, somebody who doesn't have the Holy Spirit in them. They don't understand these things. To them, this is foolishness. But even those that are saved, this is a stumbling block for a lot of people. And a lot of people get this wrong. So it is really important that we understand this, because this is one of the foundational principles of your walk with Jesus. And if you can get this foundational gift, the grace of God is a gift. We can't do anything to earn it. Nothing. And when you get to that realization of just like, I can't do anything, it's such a foreign thing. It's such a foreign idea. Because we're so accustomed to like being in control of our lives and being in control of everything. But what happens when you give everything to Jesus? You give everything to God and you let Him run your life. I can honestly say I haven't got there yet, but I'm trying. I'm trying to give Him everything in my life right now. And it's hard because like when I'm worshiping the Lord, I feel like this sense of like, oh, I got to do all these things. You don't have to do anything. You just need to abide in His presence. And when you abide in His presence, that's where you, so to speak, I don't like using this word, but this is where the magic happens, you know? This is where that connection is made. So all you have to do is abide, relying completely on the grace of God. Believe it, then you will walk in it. You never lose your forward progress in my kingdom. You lose access to freedom by beginning to think you're the one doing it. But you don't lose access when you choose to continue in believing what I say about you is true. Righteousness is a gift, and it always will be. You never have to earn what I have freely given you. If you feel like you're earning it, it's time to step under the waterfall of grace. Realize I may have failed, but Jesus hasn't. So His righteousness is my righteousness. By grace and through faith, I never went backwards because I was moving myself forward to begin with. It was always the blood of Jesus, His sacrifice. Anything that's not built on grace through faith will be burnt up. So these are some of the words that he was given, Troy Black, that the Lord was telling him. And I gotta admit, man, that guy, he's got such a close connection with the Lord. I'm jealous of that. And it makes me want to get closer and closer to the Lord. I want to hear the Lord's voice like He hears it. And I understand He's a prophet. And you can do some research on your own and check Him out. Because this guy's with the Lord, man. I've never seen anybody on YouTube or anything cry in front of people. And yet people still stay and they're hungry for more. It's because the Holy Spirit is completely flowing through him, man. It's absolutely, he's totally operating through the Holy Spirit. Like, he doesn't even release anything unless the Lord tells him to. Like, let's get to that level, man. Let's get to that level where we can hear the Lord's voice so clearly that when we're walking through the fire, through the flames, and we're grabbing people's hands and we're saying, don't let go. This is Jesus Christ. He's going to save your life. He's going to do miracles. You know, I want to operate through those things. I want to get to that level, and I believe we will. I believe this is the thing we need to understand. We need to understand the grace thing. So I put on the screen just kind of the the Strong's Concordance description of grace. And there's two, there's the Greek and the Hebrew. So the Greek would be the New Testament and the Hebrew would be the Old Testament. So that's just kind of a description of what that is. So what exactly is the grace of God? So Revelation 22, verse 21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So that's a concluding thought on the entire Bible. That grace was with his people. That seems like a very important thing to me. A very important concept we need to understand. So number one, grace is the free and undeserving forgiveness and favor God gives to those who seek him. Sin is the breaking of God's law. John 3 verse 4. Sin equals death. But God's grace, we can be forgiven, cleansed, saved from death. God gave the world his son to save them from sin. Matthew 1 verse 21 and John 3:16. I'm going to read some of these because I think I might be skipping over some very important details. So I'll go on 1 John 3 verse 4. Let's look at that. Yeah, I love the sword of the Spirit. It has the ability to really change the atmosphere in a room. Today I was in a room with these two men, and they were a little nervous because of the environment we were in. And I told them, I said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Their heads went right up instantly. That went right to their spirit. I love the word of God. It just cuts right through the crap and it gets right to the nitty gritty, man. And those guys, they needed to hear that scripture right then and there because they were fearful. So I thought that was really cool today. I've just been on like an adventure with the Lord lately. He's been put me in all kinds of different situations I'm not used to, but by his grace, I have no fear. It's incredible. My goodness, it's incredible. And he can do those amazing things in your life too. He really can. He really can. Why am I? Oh, my bad. Should be focused on what I'm doing here. Okay, 3 verse 4. So whosoever committeth sin, transgress. Okay, I'm gonna get a different version. I like the King James just because it's, I don't know, I like it personally, but for this case, I'm going to get, I think this is the NIV version. It's easier to read. Thus saith and all these other things. It's not in there. So 3 verse 4. 1 John 3 verse 4. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. And in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. And another thing I've noticed is like with this grace thing, a lot of pulpits, they use this as an excuse to go back to their wicked ways. Like we got men in the pulpit right now. They go to church. They preach a fiery sermon. Like it's good. It's a good sermon. But then they go home, they turn on the television, they watch football game, they eat 2 tons of food, they're drinking beer, they're doing drugs. And they don't see what's wrong with that. I'm sorry, but this bothers me. It bothers me. I just don't want to see anybody go to hell. I don't want to see anybody go, but there's so many people going. The highway, it's a highway to hell. It truly is. That AC/DC song. Man, I used to work in this place. I used to hear that song every night because they had it on the radio. And I just be like, man, it's not just a highway. It's a freeway express right now. But let's have faith in God. Let's have faith in God. And let's not worry about these things because, you know, It just troubles me. It hurts me. It's just so hard to see people that you love just completely disregard what Jesus has done on the cross. It makes me want to bawl my eyes out right now. But I'm not going to. I'm not going to. And now I can feel the Spirit of God come upon me. And I'm not fearful. You know, these demons, man, I tell you, they're getting bolder and bolder, but they have no clue. Well, they actually have exactly who we serve, and that's Jesus Christ. And by the grace of God, we have the righteousness that Jesus has. So under that grace, if we stay under that grace of God, so if any time that you feel like you are kind of like trying to manipulate the situation or maybe like kind of shifting to yourself, just gently bring yourself back to the grace of God. Just gently. It doesn't need to be, you know, abrupt. Just gently. God is gentle. He's loving. He's caring. He's wise. He's holy. You know, let's give him some extra time to work in us. And one of the things I've really been struggling with, it's so hard for me, is just like to just sit still and be quiet. Just sit still and be quiet and just wait on him. Because it's like a relationship, right? You know, you get into a relationship with somebody and, you know, at the beginning you're nervous, you know, and you're getting to know each other. And it's a back and forth conversation. It's not just a one-way conversation. You know, I challenge you. I don't know what your situation is or who's going to be listening to this, but I challenge you that let's go into the presence of God with no ulterior motive, not trying to get anything, not trying to ask for anything, but just desiring to be with him, desiring to have that relationship and that love. And man, when you start doing these things, it just changes you from the inside out. You're different. All of a sudden you're doing things that, man, you're like, who is this guy? Who is this girl? Oh yeah, I'm a child of God. That's right. I'm a child of God. That's who I am. And I just love the boldness of God. I got to tell you a story. So, I came from a small town, one of my hometowns, there was this plane crash, and there was two pilots, and I believe there was five passengers. They were taking off. And nobody knows what happened really, but the power went off in the airport. So all the gates locked. So all the gates were locked. And I guess that happens automatically in the airport. So they lost communication with the airplane as it took off. And like 500 meters later, this plane, it crashed. It crashed. And unfortunately, six people lost their lives. But get this. When this plane crashed, one person was saved out of this plane crash. I believe it's six and one survived. I can be wrong, but the numbers have been all over the place. So I've been trying to get the real numbers here. But what's important is, so this guy, he was in the back of the airplane. And I guess when it landed, there was an opening somewhere and he flew out of the airplane when it landed on the ground. And this guy's in shock, whatever. So this is another part of the story. So there's this guy, he works at the airport, and he heard about the crash. And as I was saying, the airport was, the power went off. So everything's electric. So even the shop that he was working in, the door was electric. So he found a way to get the door opened enough so he could take a skidoo out there. And he took the skidoo out and he got out to the plane crash, and walking out of the smoke was this guy. Out of the smoke, he said, I don't know the exact quote, but he said it was like out of a zombie apocalypse movie. This guy survived a plane crash that literally took the souls of six people. And when I think of that, all I can think of is like, did they know Jesus? That's the only thing I can think of in this whole situation. Did they know Jesus? And I want to ask you something. Are you on that plane right now? Is that plane going down right now? Do you know Jesus? Because if you know Jesus, you got nothing to worry about. Because even though those people lost their lives, and I am, my heart goes out to the family. No matter your situation, he will protect you through things that are impossible. And in fact, I got a scripture for that. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." And I believe we're in the end of days. I 100% believe that, 100%. And I know his spirit's going to be poured out like never before. We're going to witness a harvest like never before. Millions and millions of souls will come to Jesus. But I've been praying for the families. I've been doing spiritual warfare over the town. I've been sending Holy Spirit fire on the agents of the devil in that town, so that they would flee and burn and scream in agony. Because the way I look at it, I look at this thing from a different perspective. When stuff like this happens, I see it on a different level. Most people, they see it for what it is, and that's fine. But, you know, there's always a spiritual matter in this. It's always a spiritual matter in this. It always is in the background that people aren't looking at. But my heart goes out to them, and we're going to pray for perfect peace for them later. But we're going to continue with the study there. But yeah, are you on that plane? What's your condition with the Lord? What's the grace of God? We don't have to do anything. It's a gift. So what do you do with a gift? Well, you receive it. You receive the gift and you say, "Thank you. Thank you for this gift. It's wonderful." Okay. So God's grace, it paid the penalty. He sacrificed his son. We are forgiven. We're freed from eternal death. A free gift. We do not deserve it. We cannot earn it. It can only be accepted in faith if we repent and seek him. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not that, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Yeah, it's been a tough time, man. It's been a tough time for that town. They've been through so much. I mean, they went through a forest fire here in 2023, and they had to evacuate the whole town. There's videos of people driving through flames and fires, and it was just chaos. So my heart is with that town right now. Like, I mean, I feel like I'm grieving right now. I probably am, in my own way. It takes me a while to, like, process stuff, longer than most people. But when it hits me hard. But, you know, the Lord's with us right now. He loves us so much. Yeah, you're right. The things of the spirit are more real than the physical. I'm right there with you on that. Oh, man. You know, God just shakes us sometimes. He'll shake us to the core. And we don't understand it at the time. A lot of times we might get even mad at him. But I will say this. When you're honest with the Lord, when you're honest with God, when you're in your prayer time, and like, you can be mad. If you're mad, be mad. Like, I think it's such an honor that we can be honest with him. As like, a lot of times I would try to hide things, thinking that I could hide things from God. That's a pretty ridiculous statement, but I believed it. And it wasn't until I started getting really real with God, like with what's really in my head, what I'm really thinking about, that he really started to work on things in my heart. And I'm still going through a lot of stuff and I'm still being refined. And I have a feeling that times are going to get really, really tough. I can just feel it in the spirit. Like, I can feel it. It's coming. There's something coming. There's like a big storm coming, so to speak. But through this storm, he's going to refine us. He's going to refine us so that we can operate on another level. Because he's trying to level us up right now. That's what I believe. Like the true remnant, he's leveling us up as fast and as hard as he can. But in a gentle, peaceful way. And if you're doing the things of God, if you're pursuing him, there's just, you won't have fear. But obviously today I think I've been looking way too much at the news headlines today. I don't usually look at them at all because they create kind of a fear thing on me. So we're going to pray about that later. Okay, so Isaiah 59, verse 2. I have this written in here for a reason. 59, verse 2. Look at that, I have it. Interesting. 59, verse 2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. So without grace, he can't hear us. Without Jesus, we might as well just talk to a brick wall and worship the brick wall. Because you don't want to live in if you're already in this, you might as well give your all in this fight. You might as well go after every demon you see and just send them to the pits of hell where they belong. Don't have any mercy on these freaking creatures, man. Don't have any mercy on them because they won't have mercy on you. They will attack you at your weakest point and know that's the truth. Do not let up. Do not let up. You take it to them. You take it straight to their face. You bind them. You cage them. Oh, here's another good resource. This woman is incredible. Dr. Pat Holiday. Oh, I love her. She's gone home with the Lord. But again, Omega Man Radio. I know I say it all the time. But man, that is a great resource. And it's perfect because, you know, we all have lives. We all have jobs. We all got stuff to do. But, you know, we can put, you know, our podcast in our ear and we can listen. But yeah, she talks about binding and caging. And there's actually spiritual principles to that. That's why I say it. And that's what I learned from her, Dr. Pat Holiday. She's got a ton of books on Amazon, on Kindle, and they're really cheap. They're not that much. I think they're only like 10 bucks each. But there's one in particular. It's called, Witch Doctor Under the Sea or something. And it's a story about a witch doctor. It is incredible. It just gives you a total different point of view of like the spiritual realm. Like these agents of the devil, like they really communicate with the devil. They really communicate with Satan. And like, they're completely sold out. Like they have no mercy. They're violent. They want you dead. So when you're warring in the spirit, know that. Don't let it put fear in you though. Know that greater is he that's in us that is in the world. He's so much greater beyond all measure. And I just want us to completely understand the grace of God, because if we can get that concept, if we can completely get a revelation of the grace of God, and that's what I'm praying for right now in my life, is I'm praying for a revelation of the grace of God to completely just revolutionize my life. Because I believe I'm going to need it. I believe I'm going to need it. We're all going to need it. Woo! I'm like getting fired up here. Feel like it's time to do some spiritual warfare. I'm getting fired up. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father. Thank you for your son, Jesus. And Lord, I lay down all my anxiety, all my fear, all my worry, And Lord, we cast it upon you. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. I love that scripture. So, Father, I lay my worries, my fears, my shortcomings on the foot of the cross right now. And everybody listening to, I in faith, we lay it down on the cross and we ask that you just wash this away with your son's shed blood that was shed on that cross. And we thank you. We thank you for that sacrifice. Because you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do it, but you did it. You did it so we can be free. We did it so we can serve you and not Satan. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind and cage any demonic entities that are trying to interfere with me or my friends on this podcast. I bind and cage them now, and I send them to the pits of hell now in Jesus' name. And let it be sealed shut behind them. And I pray in the name of Jesus that they be judged before their time, that their time is up. We ain't playing anymore. We're child of the Most High God. You are going to be sent to hell if you come anywhere near us. We will bind, we'll cage you, and we'll send you to the pits of hell. We are not afraid. We have the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit. We have access to the Father. We worship him daily. He is our God. He is our King. He is the Most High God. We have nothing to fear. We have everything to gain. And we're taking back territory from you. You have taken too many people. And we bind and cage you now in Jesus' name. And I just pray for all the families right now that are just struggling with this loss. I pray for your perfect peace, Father, upon this small community. And I bind and cage all agents of the devil that had anything to do with this. Anything to do with it. I pray for Holy Spirit fire on their heads now in Jesus' name. May they burn and scream in agony in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for the full armor of God that we have on right now that you've put on us. And I thank you. I thank you, Father, for your sacrifice. Please forgive me for my anger, Lord. Please forgive me for my anger right now. Man, I seen something today, and I seen a whole bunch of people today. I've never been in that area of town before, but I got hired for a small like temp agency, and they took us to the drop-in center. And if you know anything about drop-in centers, that's pretty much the belly of the beast. That's where all those demonized people are, drug addicts. And I'll admit, I was a little bit fearful going in it, but I was prayed up quite a bit. I prayed a lot before I went because I knew I was like, I'm going to need to be prayed up. But man, it was so hard seeing all those people being affected by that. And I have such a heart for them. I want them all to be free. I want them all to be set free. I want them all to be set on fire for Jesus. Because those are his children too. The downtrodden, the drug addicts, you know, all those people. They still have a soul. They still have a chance. Their time isn't up yet, so they still have a chance. So I would like to pray for them right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that you send more spirit-filled Christians to that drop-in center. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you give them a hunger and a fire for God like never before. I pray for Bibles to be littered all over the floor, all over the ground, everywhere in that building, everywhere they go, will be Bibles, Bibles, Bibles everywhere. And I pray for the presence and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to be manifested in that place. And I pray for all the demons to flee in Jesus' name. And I pray that people will be set free. They'll be healed. And I believe this is possible. I believe this now in Jesus' name. Oh, I pray for them. I pray for them now. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, that fiery dart that you sent my way, I bind, I cage it, and I send it back to sender 10 times fold in Jesus' name. And that's another little spiritual principle right there. Dr. Pat Holiday taught on is the fiery darts that the enemy sends. Sometimes you can feel them in your body. Today, I had a headache that just came from nowhere. It just appeared, and I was completely healthy, feeling good. What I did was I said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that fiery dart that the enemy sent to me, I bind it, I cage it, and I command it to go back to sender 10 times fold. And you can do that. You can send it back to sender. And it's not something you may not want to do all the time, but in certain situations you might want to. And bam, headache was gone. It was gone. Yeah, that's right. The devil is a liar. So let's get on fire for the Lord. Let's just worship him. Let's stay underneath the grace of God. So when someone repents and accepts God's grace through faith in the life and in sacrifice of Jesus Christ and is baptized, he or she is then cleansed of all their past sins. Like, God forgets everything. Like, if you were to bring up those past sins and, you know, you were forgiven of them, he wouldn't even know what you're talking about. That's how much he loves us. That's how much the sins are gone. They're gone. So we don't have to bring them up again. Only if we sin again. This is the only way, by repenting and accepting God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. I think I missed something. Hebrews 9, verse 28. I believe it's Romans. Romans, Paul, he talks a lot about grace because he wants the Romans to understand, like, this is the grace of God, and this is not the grace of God. You know, he explains it in great detail. And so that's a good place if you're having trouble with that. But like I said, we're all on different levels. Some of us will get this principle right away, and some of us may trip and stumble over it, like me. But I believe I'm starting to really understand it because, you know, although I was in a scary situation today, I felt the presence of God all day. And I was able to talk to somebody about the Lord. And I was saying, man, I'm excited for what God's going to do in your life. He has no idea who's praying for him. He doesn't realize a spirit-filled Christian is going to be praying for him, giving him boldness like a lion. It's awesome. I just love how God can use us in just so many ways. I mean, your prayers are so powerful. Your prayers are so powerful. Don't ever doubt your prayers. My goodness, they can change everything. Okay, 928. For the Lord will carry out his sentence on earth with speed and finality. It is just as Isaiah said previously, unless the Lord Almighty had left us descendants, we would have been like Sodom, we would have been like Gomorrah. Oh, that was the wrong scripture, my bad. I was gonna say, I'm like, that doesn't go with that. Sorry. Yeah, man, I just feel the presence of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for the anointing to fall upon this person listening right now. The mighty, mighty, mighty presence, your heavy, heavy anointing upon this person right now. Right now, Lord. Light this person on fire. They're not already. And if they're on fire, even hotter. Even hotter. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just bind and cage any demonic entities that are attacking this person. We bind and cage them, and we command them to leave now in Jesus' name. Go to the pits of hell where you belong. Go to the pits of hell now in Jesus' name. I love Deuteronomy 28:10 because there's something about that scripture. It gives me the shivers. I don't know. It's anoint. It's like above anointed or something. For the people of this world will know that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they will be afraid of thee. Huh? You like that? That's a good one. I love that one. Because they, when they see what's in you, and sometimes they'll notice it, when they see it, they will be afraid of you. Because the presence of God will be upon you. Because the Lord will be right beside you. Man. Man, oh man. I just love when the Holy Spirit comes up on me. It makes me know that what I'm doing is not for nothing. Yeah, holy fear. That's right. And I pray for that, the fear of the Lord to come upon people, because I believe it has the power to change somebody. And sometimes it's needed. I mean, let's not joke around here. Some people are going there and we don't want them to go. You know, I know you got lots of people in your life. You're just like, oh my gosh, Lord. But I mean, in the end, it's the Lord's job. But like, I think sending the fear of God upon them is a good thing, because it's going to get them to question everything. And like God's not playing here. And I know you know this. God's not playing. This is a real thing. And that's what bothers me the most. That's what gets me fired up the most. I feel like I'm going to have to do a fast pretty soon here, like a 3-day fast or something, because I've been trying to do fasting and, you know, I've been doing it, but like, I've been kind of cutting it off earlier than I should. Like, I've been trying to do a 3-day fast and I've only done one before, but when I did it, it broke off a lot of stuff off of me, a lot of stuff that's been holding on to me for many, many years. And, I mean, fasting's so powerful, man. It's so hard, though. Oh my gosh, it's so hard. But that's the point. When we become weak, God becomes greater. Still at it. Nice. Nice. Yeah, so when you fast and you pray, man, those demons can't stand that, because you're just full of the Holy Spirit. You're just like, you're a blazing inferno. And it's like when you're able to push and press into that, man, they're going to run. They're going to run. And I love that. Love Jesus. Love you, Lord. This is all for you. May you get all the glory. You just take over anytime you want. Anytime you want, Lord. You want to take us out of here early before our time? I'm cool with that too. I just want to make sure that I have good works. I mean, not that it, yeah. Okay. Anyways, yes. Yeah. That's marriage supper of the Lamb. I can't wait for that. You know, I thought about recently what it's going to be like when our time is up on this earth, whether we'll be martyred. I think we'll all be martyred. That's what I believe. Some of us that are close enough with the Lord that are completely on fire, we're going to get through the tribulation. God's going to sustain us through it. He's going to protect us through it. We're going to go through this whole thing. We're going to witness things that's never happened before. And I believe this is just my own opinion. So this is what I believe. I believe the spiritual barrier that stops us from seeing these entities and creatures, it'll be taken away. And people will see the very creatures that they serve. That's what I think is going to happen. That's just my opinion. But I think that's what's going to happen. And we're going to see the things in the spirit as they happen. But man, the marriage supper of the Lamb, I've been thinking about that. I'm like, man, what is that going to be like, Lord? Like, I'm probably going to like scream at the top of my lungs and jump for joy for like 2 hours, or I don't know if there's time in heaven, but just like skip through the fields and rejoice. I can't wait. I don't want to be on this earth, but I know I'm here for a reason. I know I'm here for the gospel and to save many, many lost. I've faced death so many times. I've been in a few accidents. I've suffered from suicide. I've had suicide attempts. But through all that, man, the Lord has protected me through all this stuff. So no matter what you're going through, God is right there with you. Just give him a chance. Keep that faith. Keep that faith. Because I can look back at all those times those things happened. And I didn't know what was going on at the time. I was pretty naive. I was still a spirit-filled Christian, though. But I didn't know those demons were attacking me. I didn't know how to protect myself. I was surrounded by a bunch of Christians that, I'll be honest with you, they believed God and they had power. But they didn't know how to teach the people spiritual warfare. And that bothers me. And I believe that my assignment right now, at this moment, is to teach people how to war and to make a spectacle out of it, to not glorify myself in any means. I don't think it's glorifying me at all. It actually makes me look crazy. So, you know, I just don't care anymore. I see what's at stake here. And I'm not going to hell. I'm sorry. I'm not going there. I'm going to heaven. And I'm going to take as many people with me as I can. And we're all going to sit down at that table. We're going to rejoice. We're going to praise Jesus. I can't wait to hear some of the stories of, like, all the saints of God, like the ones that you never hear about, the ones that experienced amazing movements of God, but you'd never hear it because they were in the Middle East or Africa or, you know, we don't hear those stories because they were martyred. They were taken away, but they experienced powerful moves of God. We're gonna do these things. We're gonna witness this stuff. God's gonna cause us to move into places. Because if we don't, he'll make us. God has a way of pushing us in the direction he wants us to go. And I know you know that. But it's a blessing. It's a total blessing when you're obedient to God and you just do what he says instead of having him have to chase you around with circumstances. Life's just a lot easier. It's a lot easier. So let's be obedient to God. So grace is a core character trait of God, the Father, and Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a character trait of our God. Grace. I mean, what other God came to earth and died for his creation? Only him. None of these small gods, they never did that. All they did was sell them out, tell them lies. And even to this day, people are believing these lies. But I'm not going to. I'm not bending over. The devil's going to have to kill me. He's going to have to kill me. That's what I want them to know. I want them to know that you're going to have to cut my head off because I ain't ever giving up my faith in Jesus. If he died for me, I'm dying for him. You are not greater than your master, okay? You're not. What makes the church nowadays think that we're greater than our master, the creator of heaven and earth? What makes them think that we're greater than him, that, oh yeah, we're going to be taken out and we're not going to have to experience any of this stuff? Are you kidding me? Are you joking? It's through this stuff that we experience the true love of God. It's when we go through these battles that we realize who we serve. We need to go through this stuff to be purified. Because if you were to go to heaven right now in your state and you're not fully purified and ready, you wouldn't be able to stay. You would be like, just send me to hell. I can't stand it here. It's too holy. Couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. So we need to be refined. So let's just realize that we're going through this. We're going to go through this, but God's going to be right there with us every step of the way. And it's up to you. It's up to you and the Lord how much of the Lord you're going to get. How much of his presence in your life. how much are you willing to push past, you know, what's your giant? What's your Goliath? The God revealed to me who my Goliath was. And I'll be honest, in my fleshly mind, I'm like, what? I'm not doing that. But God says, I don't see you like that. You're not the person you think you are. You're already victorious in me. You're already victorious in Jesus. He's given us the ability to defeat the enemy in all areas. That Goliath, like, look at David. A little shepherd boy. Philistine giant. This guy was 8 feet tall. He had a 13-foot bed made of iron. He had armor on. He was massive. The very ground that he walked on shook when he walked. God took this little shepherd boy who loved the Lord Jesus. He loved the Father. He loved God. He had a very good relationship with God. He gave him enough boldness to take on a giant, and he defeated him, and then he cut his head off. We're going to cut off the heads of all these demons and giants. We're not going to give them an inch. We're going to push them back. Okay, when the agents of Satan see you, they're going to run. They're going to cower. They're going to flee. They're going to quit their jobs if you're even in the same building. Because they'll be like, I can't be around that person. I can't do it, and I won't. Let's be that on fire. Let's be that on fire. Oh, man. Man. Oh. Oh, my goodness. What's going on here? So this is 1 Peter 5, verse 10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. That's wonderful. Yeah, I'm feeling the anointing on me right now. Boy, oh boy. It's coming and going, but... So now there's a warning. This is the warning part of the message. So misunderstanding God's grace can lead to an incorrect response and deadly result. The book of Romans, Paul's significant amount of time explaining grace and not to be misunderstood his message. So this is like a doctrine of devils where, like, you are free to sin. Because of grace, you're free to sin. Because of grace, you know, you don't. You know, you're free. No. That's completely false. And if anybody's teaching you that, you need to run away. Get out of that church, man. Yes, we must repent and strive to obey God's law. Repentance and obedience is what prevents us from committing sin in the future. God's grace cleanses us of past sin. So I love how they did this. So accepting God's grace and seeking to obey him are two sides of the same coin. So that's accepting God's grace and seeking to obey him. That's the thing. That's it right there. That's the meat and potatoes. Just had meat and potatoes too. But yeah, let's do some more prayer here. Any prayer requests at all? If anything particularly you want prayer for, I'm just going to do like a generalized prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for the lost, those that have gave their life to you, but that maybe they're backslidden. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for the Holy Spirit fire to fall upon them. We pray for dreams and visions. We pray you send angels, whatever that needs to happen. We pray, Lord, that your will happens in their life. We pray that you shake them awake. If you got to shake them awake, Lord, you got to put the fear on them, Lord.
Put the fear on them. Wake them up. We need more spiritual Christians in this fight right now. We really do. We really, really do. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for your will. I pray for your will to be done in my life and not my own. Please keep me centered on you and not my own abilities or any of that. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your perfect peace. We thank you for the struggles. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, your power, your love. That no man who's not saved, when they experience that love, they look at you like you're crazy. Like, why are you loving me? I'm a nobody. Well, guess what, brother? I'm a nobody too. But now I'm a somebody because of Jesus. But I'm still a nobody. And if you've gone through a lot of stuff in your life, just know that it was for a reason. It wasn't anything bad. I believe that God puts us sometimes in really difficult situations so that he can keep us close to him. In my life, it's been rejection. I've experienced a ton of rejection in my life. Okay, bless you, God's child. I'll be praying for you. But yeah, I just love the Lord so much. May the Lord be with you. May his presence just shine upon you. He is so good. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, anybody listens to this in the future, I just pray for protection over them. I pray for that all the demons will flee, and I just pray for your heavy presence to be upon them. Just pray for your power, your healing power to heal any ailment or disease right now in Jesus' name. That I believe all things are possible. I believe that you can do anything. That no distance is too far. No distance is too far. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for everything. I can't thank you enough. It's not possible. But I'm going to try. Man, I'm totally sold out for Jesus. I'm just totally sold out for Jesus. It's not about me anymore. It's about him. It's about his love for us. So I'm going to close this out with a song. I don't remember if this one's good or not. They're all good, but
Because